Troy Coverdale back with Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear ahead of tonight's City Commission meeting in Manhattan. We, of course, will have plenty of coverage for you on our newscasts through the course of today and tomorrow as we take a look at the items that are up for discussion and will be brought forth here moving forward in the discussions, plenty of them on the docket tonight, as we have touched on. Gentlemen, before we do wrap up, though, what else have I missed here that you want to address today?
So the other discussion item on the general agenda is a section of our Manhattan Development Code that's really looking at our land development review process. And so this is mostly focusing on, you know, our different actual subdivision regulations, you know, some of our zoning and platting and permitting for floodplain signs, location of cell towers, subdividing property, the types of development that occur, whether it's mixed use, whether they need a conditional use or an exception to different aspects of things. And so all of that's a big component. And you know, one of our goals when we develop and modernize a code is that we don't have to issue a lot of variances or conditional uses, that the regulations are straightforward enough that when folks are constructing them, they should be pretty well straightforward. But we also know that, especially when you're dealing with older properties that are existing, and folks want to modify them and upgrade them potentially, then some of those factors come into play. But so that'll be the primary, the land development review and the land use actions and the processes we use to go through those are will be the discussion item for this next section of the development code. And then also on the consent agenda, we do have a contract we're requesting the commission approve for upgrading. About every 4 years, we do an upgrade to our street conditions index. And so this is previously we had done work with another firm, but the primary consultant that we work with moved to a different firm, and the firm he was with no longer provides the service. So we are recommending that we switch to infrastructure management services out of Tempe, with a contract of $91,932 to update. It's about 4 years old, our data is, so they'll look at the actual conditions and helps us set priorities for the next streets that need to be improved. And obviously that's what that 210 sales tax that the voters approved was intended for, not only on our local and neighborhood streets, but some of the other main streets as well. So that would be our recommendation for that. And then we also have a contract with Olson Associates to look at our water booster pump station upgrades. And this is several of our water booster stations that fill our water towers, or which are critical. We need to modernize some of those. We need to do some efficiency, like some variable frequency drive engines and motors. And then just our resiliency there. So if one goes down, there's a backup, and then maybe a second backup. So we don't have to tell people they need to conserve water because a pump went down. So pretty important project.
Yeah, those infrastructure projects, of course, that's core city function, and water's got to be top of the list. So that's absolutely vital. And that, you know, pavement index, you know, essentially Public Works is putting about $5 million a year into roads, and a couple million of that comes from that sales tax. And understanding, you know, where to put the priorities is just vital. And so having somebody go out and examine that is very important. And $2 million of that has always been dedicated to maintenance, not building new streets, but maintenance. And Public Works, well, Rob, he tends to split that between residential and the main highways, so that it's fairly distributed. And then I think the city staff is ends up, the Public Works guys end up putting in about $1 million worth of service when they go out and fill potholes and address specific issues. And so that's where that other, you know, million comes from. Four of it's cash. One of it is actually the product you get for the Public Works employees, you know, out there. So I think we got a pretty good program. We didn't have that 4 years ago. you know, when this first study was done, and I think it's coming along nicely. The downside, of course, is lots of orange cones out there. But that's what we were trying to do, was fix the streets. So that's what we have to do. And then the other note is, you know, on the Manhattan Developmental Code, that's actually 80 pages of material in the agenda, if you look at it. It's even more if you go to the website. And for those of you interested in the details, if you're in the, you know, Builders Association or a developer, you know, we need your input on these particular topics. So if you could take the time to go to that website, it's well organized. I like it. You can click in there and see specifically what it is. And if there's some arduous, you know, requirement that doesn't make sense, or the process does not make sense, we need your feedback on that.
I've got a question here that was just posed to me. What's the deal with the purple street lights?
Oh, those are malfunctioned. Well, what happened was there was a defect in the LED bulbs.
Oh.
And what happens is they don't function properly, and Evergy is in the process of fixing those. I think we had some notes on that about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so they're ground repairing them. It's not just Manhattan. It's nationwide that they've got defects with some of those lights.
So they noticed them in Lawrence first. I think Lawrence got the first upgrade, and there was a conspiracy theory that a K-State engineer for Evergy planned that, but that's a bad rumor. I wish it were true, but it's not.
That's a good one.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all week.
But yeah, that came up this weekend when I was talking to some of the folks in Aggieville that came for the high school reunion. They were thinking we'd purposely put purple, you know, streetlights out there, but that's not the case.
Maybe we should buy up all of them and keep them.
There you go.
I think that's a good plan.
Some folks actually like them. So.
City Mayor Wynn Butler, City Manager Ron Fear, thank you both for joining us this morning. Appreciate it greatly. And again, the City Commission meeting gets underway tonight at 7, as they'll be back with us next month for another edition here on In Focus.